This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Yellowstone National Park wildlife biologist observed the first grizzly bear of 2023 emerging from hibernation on Tuesday. The biologist was on a radio telemetry flight when he saw the adult bear, estimated to weigh 300 to 350 pounds. The bear was near the remains of a bison carcass in Pelican Valley in the central eastern part of Yellowstone National Park. The first bear sighting of last year also occurred March 7th. Male grizzlies come out of hibernation in early March. Females with cubs emerge in April and early May. When bears emerge from hibernation, they look for food and often feed on elk and bison that died over the winter. Sometimes bears will react aggressively to encounters with people when bears are feeding on carcasses. All of Yellowstone National Park is bear country, from the deepest backcountry to the boardwalks around Old Faithful. Carrie Gunther, the park's bear management biologist, said, "Spring visitors who are skiing, snowshoeing, or hiking in Yellowstone National Park are reminded to carry bear spray and be especially alert for bears near carcasses and areas with early spring green-up. These are the first foods sought out by grizzlies after emerging from hibernation. The park restricts certain visitor activities in locations where there is a high density of bears, along with elk and bison carcasses. Restrictions will begin in some bear management areas on March 10th. Bear spray has proven effective in deterring bears, defending cubs, and food sources. It can also reduce the number of bears killed by people in self-defense. While firearms are allowed in the park, the discharge of a firearm by visitors is a violation of park regulations." An Oregon man employed some creative thinking by attaching his phone to a drone to get cell service after becoming stranded on a snowy road in the Willamette National Forest. The motorist was trying to travel across a remote road in the forest when his vehicle, which was not equipped for snowy conditions, got stuck. He soon realized he did not have any cell service and could not call for help. Authorities said the man made several smart decisions that helped save his life, the most innovative being the idea to attach his cell phone to a drone he had with him. He then wrote a text to a friend detailing the situation and his location, hit send, and then launched the drone several hundred feet into the sky. The increased elevation allowed his phone to connect to a tower and send the message, which resulted in search and rescue teams being dispatched and rescuing him. In addition to the drone trick, authorities said the man was smart to stay with his vehicle, as stranded motorists are more likely to survive if they stay in or around their car rather than wandering off. In another welcome twist, when rescuers got to that motorist, they spotted and rescued another person who had been stuck in the snow for multiple days. While these specific episodes both had happy endings, the sheriff's office warned people not to travel on forest roads, which are not maintained for winter, except with a group of well-equipped vehicles. Even then, Oregon authorities said, it's important to make sure somebody not on the trip is aware of your plans, where you intend to go, and when you plan on being back, so that they can contact authorities in case of any problem. People who consume foods from the plant-based Mediterranean diet and from the brain-focused MIND diet have fewer of the hallmark signs of Alzheimer's, sticky beta-amyloid plaques, and tau tangles in the brain, a new study has found. The MIND diet is short for Mediterranean-Diet Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay. People who most closely followed either of the diets had almost 40% lower odds of having enough plaques and tangles in brain tissue to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's. The Mediterranean diet is also heart healthy in that it reduces the risk for stroke and neurovascular injury that can also increase the risk for Alzheimer's. The study found that people who scored highest for adhering to the Mediterranean diet had average plaque and tangle amounts in their brains similar to being 18 years younger than people who scored lowest. Researchers also found people who scored highest for adhering to the MIND diet had average plaque and tangle amounts similar to being 12 years younger than those who scored lowest. Doing a simple dietary modification, such as adding more greens, berries, whole grains, olive oil, and fish, can delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease or reduce the risk of dementia when growing older. The most benefit is gained from leafy greens. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.